AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The House is voting on the Democrats' expansive social and environmental bill as new cost estimates from Congress top fiscal analysts suggest that moderate lawmaker spending and deficit worries will be calmed, moving President Joe Biden closer to a badly needed victory. During the debate, Florida Republican Congresswoman Kay Kamik denounced the $1.85 trillion measure.
This is a socialist nightmare that we can simply not afford. One in 25 people in this country is here illegally, and this bill will create a pathway for amnesty and all of the social welfare programs that go with it.
Virginian Democrat Jerry Connolly defends the bill.
We value working Americans and are using reconciliation to cut their taxes, not the rich. We value American children and parents and are using reconciliation drastically to lower child care costs, provide paid family leave, and guarantee access to preschool. We value the health and well-being of the American people and are using reconciliation to expand access to vital health services.
If it passes the House, it will be sent to the Senate, which is evenly split 50-50, needing Vice President Kamala Harris to break any ties for the bill to become law. The defense rests in the Georgia murder trial of three white men accused in the shooting death of Ahmaud Arbery, a black man jogging through their neighborhood in February 2020. Travis McMichael, the man who shot Arbery, was cross-examined earlier today.
Didn't threaten you in any way?
No.
Prosecutor Linda Dukanowski questioned McMichael.
Didn't pull out a gun?
He did not pull out a gun.
Turned around and ran away.
Once he got from me to you, directed to me, once I reached into my truck is when he turned and ran away.
McMichael says Arbery forced him to make a split-second life or death decision by attacking him and trying to grab his shotgun. This is AP News. The judge at Kyle Rittenhouse's murder trial in Wisconsin bans MSNBC from the courthouse.
Don't know what the ultimate truth of it is, that someone who is following the jury bus, that is a very, it's extremely serious matter.
NBC News says it was a freelance photographer who received a citation for a traffic violation that took place near the jury vehicle. President Biden is considering whether to keep some people from the Beijing Winter Olympics.
International advocacy groups and some lawmakers have called for a symbolic diplomatic boycott of the Winter Games in Beijing over China's human rights abuses.
Something we're considering.
It would not affect the participation of American athletes in the Games, but rather would mean keeping high-level dignitaries away. White House spokeswoman Jen Psaki says there's no timeline for a decision.
Obviously, the Olympics are in February, and I want to give the president and the national security team a little space.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
I'm Tim McGuire.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.